contact notes from contacts 182 to 203. 182nd contact. Thursday, February 3, 1983, 10:31 p.m. Billy, it has become late today. I already expected you during the day. Quetzal, 1. Unfortunately, my work didn't allow for an earlier appearance. Billy, you're always busy. Quetzal, 2. The concerns that I have to deal with concern a group member yet another time. Billy, oh no, that's something entirely new. Quetzal, 3. One should have your humor, my friend. 4. Unfortunately, I have no other option than to deal with this decent concern. 5. Elsa gives us the greatest concerns because her whole mind has become destructive, whereby she grossly neglects her duties to the community and to the mission. 6. Up to the present hour, it was not yet possible that she could be used for her actual destiny in the mission, for a lot of her actions allowed no guarantee that she would fulfill this task. 7. Lately now, the prospects for such a guarantee deteriorate even more because her sense rapidly changes into a mission hostile and community hostile thinking. 8. Not in the least because she has not yet fought against and hasn't removed her autocratic nature but rather carries this out in a more peculiar manner. 9. Furthermore, she has let herself become ensnared by the unreal influences of H. Glansman, with whom she stands today in closest contact and, more often than not, in the form of being together. 10. And in order to be able to do this, she is not in the habit of being honest to the group and to you but quite the opposite, for she tries to get around fulfilling her duty by simulating illnesses. 11. Recently, even an open refusal and rebellion now begin to work, for she no longer even follows my instructions. 12. Through this, she deliberately destroys the powering of the meditation with the small pyramid, which can be built according to a certain scheme and can be preserved through this. 13. To my knowledge, you have made it known to her that a failure during the meditation means that two other extraordinary participations have to occur for this, which cannot be changed by me at present, even with the best intentions, because I just cannot revoke natural laws. 14. Through this, it will take effect that through the querulousness of Elsa, the powering will slowly but surely be demolished, by what means the power of the pyramid and the meditations will slowly but surely become ineffective and even turn into negative force fields. 15. The whole thing will only be fully functional, then, if all group members meet their times of meditation with the small pyramid and also carry out the necessary extraordinary participation, which will entail a certain amount if or failure appears. 16. However, Elsa isn't concerned about this, whereby she deliberately drives everything to destruction. 17. All this just because of her querulousness and as a result of the unreal influence of H. Glansman, who already long ago succumbed to the delusion that he is the embodiment of the ancient prophet Ezekiel. Billy, his crazy notion is well known to me, already for more than 2 years. He also still believes that he has some contacts with other dimensioned beings and powers. Quetzal, 18. This acceptance is of a morbid imagination because he has deprived himself of these powers and opportunities by his wrongdoing, such that he can never attain them in this life again. Billy. But that still doesn't change the sad facts surrounding Elsie, who is influenced by him in such an unfortunate and wrong way. Quetzal, 19. That is correct. 20. Moreover, she herself lives in the unreal delusion that she is capable of thinking and acting more rationally and more logically than we, who are millions of years ahead of your development. 21. She even has the nerve in her relevant madness to doubt and to disregard our explanations and insights and our instructions because she feels set above us in her quick and clever thinking and challenges our logic. 22. She even goes so far as to maintain against better knowledge that we would be subject to mistakes with regard to judgments and orders relating to the group members, etc., but this in no way corresponds to the truth. 23. We probably have our faults, even in her case, but not in terms of decisions and not in terms of wrong assessments of the truth. 24. Our fault always only lay in the fact that we were never able to understand and failed to recognize that the earth person thinks untruthfully in his surface thinking, while other more profound thoughts are present. 25. In other words, this means that the earth person usually maintains untrue thoughts in his surface thinking, which never correspond to truthful thoughts, and all this just to gain personal advantage through it. 26. And Elsa also belongs to this kind, as we unfortunately had to recognize. 27. So in truth, the failure does not lie with us but with the fallible earth people. 28. Moreover, we ourselves only committed the mistake that we accepted the lies of the surface thoughts as the truth, whereby misjudgments came about. 29. But in truth, the fallible ones are the liars, thus, those who maintain untrue thoughts and send these out in order to gain personal profit through this. 30. This is a machination of very primitive and dirty value, which is, unfortunately, owned by Elsa, and because in this connection, she already felt herself caught many years ago, she raised her voice in order to deny the truth. 31. But that through this, she has even destroyed her own desires, which could have been fulfilled with certainty, she did not want and does not want to see and recognize. 32. Since then, her sense only lies at pushing all of the errors she has committed off of herself and onto others, in order to feel justified by this self-deception. 33. This is even a gross self-deception of the lowest negative value. 34. There could only be a change in her, and this could only come about if she would reflect upon the truth and would act in accordance with it. 35. From our side, we can no longer agree, under the present circumstances, to be helpful to her through impulses, as we also can no longer do this in the future for other fallible group members. 36. Those who commit false actions will be excluded from our impulse vibrations in the future, so they will be released to the harmful vibrations of the environment and to the course of fate. 37. But this might mean serious harm for them. 38. On the one hand, as a result of being released from the positive impulse vibrations, they will be susceptible to health hazards, which will likely lead to serious problems and to an uneasy life. 39. This will also have a further impact on personal relationships, referring to other and intimate people, who will also lose our protection and will find a life with problems. 40. According to the explanation of the High Council, ultimately, it will yet so happen with the fallible ones, such being lawfully determined, that after the deaths of the fallible ones, their following lives will no longer be given to the area of knowledge and to fast-paced evolution. Instead, they will arise in primitive people, who are still ignorant of the knowledge of spirit and who still count as primitive people among the people of this world. 41. Moreover, it should be possible that the following lives can, in full knowledge, be made fully aware of the present life and of the mistakes of the persons concerned, which were deliberately committed in malice, and this up to 7 consecutive lives, without ever being given the opportunity of being able to leave the place of birth and, in the meantime, being able to arrive in civilized parts of the world. 42. However, the High Council still sees another possibility, namely that the fallible ones reflect upon the truth and love, so that after some following lives, they can be newly integrated into a community that is aware of the process of evolution, like the present one, through which a few truth-thinking ones are led and through which progress is made with them, by what means a certain part of the goal can still be achieved, and all necessary values can later follow from that. Billy, a very hard thing, I think. Quetzal, 43. According to the explanation of the High Council, this law represents a real possibility that someday, the fallible ones can yet achieve their evolution. 44. But from my side, I would have to send the fallible ones to a desolate and uninhabited planet, where they would yet have to think for the rest of their lives about what can be done to get through their mistakes and culpability, in order, then, to lead a progressive existence in the following life and in all lives after that. Billy, you are rather angry, my friend. Quetzal, 45. Thus, my words correspond to my utter seriousness. 46. But on the other hand, I see the explanation of the High Council as a good solution. Billy, and this, you would actually carry out? Quetzal, 47. That is correct, and since this is very serious to me, all fallible ones, especially Elsa, would already experience this within an extremely short time. 48. All previous applications, reprimands, pleas, and penalties, etc. that were issued have never produced a lasting effect, from which it is to be concluded that everything is of no use. 49. Only firm action could still be really helpful, which is why I would follow the relevant advice of the High Council. 50. But unfortunately, such measures are, at least at present, not possible on the Earth. Billy, about that, I've already spoken many times with Inchelbert and also searched for solutions. But we found none. On the other hand, I think that it is fairly common among certain people of the Earth that they behave themselves in such a ricocheting manner. And if I keep in mind what has sometimes happened in the past lives of many of these people and what prospects they had for this present life, before you recently looked after them, then I think that their lousy machinations are rather damn primitive and that dirty thanks are due for this. Especially when you now speak primarily of Elsie, I think that just she should be met with the greatest gratitude for your help and impulses, which have led her to a better life than what she herself has determined in life. Quetzal, 51. That is correct. Nevertheless, practically all of the fallible ones do not know that in their last or in several of their past lives, they lived as different personalities, who did not live according to their destinies to such an extent that their following lives necessarily had to be impaired by the impulses of their memory bank, and this led to degrading lifestyles. 52. But that their present existence has run within a good framework and that this has only happened through our assistance, because we made their old destinies breakthrough, from which they had maliciously departed, of this they know nothing. 53. Nevertheless, this fact would have had to become known to them, at least in part, when they had thoroughly striven within the intended and feasible framework of the mission, of the truth, and also of the teachings. Billy, so the whole thing, nevertheless, again leads to the fact that they themselves are responsible for their deeds and actions, even if the past commitments of their former lives are not known to them. And on the other hand, it's that each person always only makes the best out of his present life, without knowing about his lives before. So it doesn't matter whether they know what was in their previous lives, even though a few things may be of use. A wide variety of people are delirious of the fact that they had only acted evolutionary in the past life and led a good life, even though this often doesn't correspond to the truth, such as with Mrs. Elsie, who lived in Germany before her present life and who came to an inglorious end there as another personality. Maybe it would be good if you would show the vital statistics of each group member in this connection if, perhaps, it would be helpful. Quetzal, 54. We have had rather bad experiences with that. 55. But maybe a shock would be really helpful. 56. I will consider this important matter. Billy, could you mention, nevertheless, the date of the last life of Mrs. Elsie? Quetzal, 57. Tentatively, yes. 58. Nevertheless, I would like to limit myself to just the main points, specifically identifying the data that she can verify at any time. 59. But initially, a short explanation in advance is necessary. 60. Elsa's true destiny, also in relation to the mission, is lost in her subconscious, and this has been the case for more than half a millennium. 61. Since then, she has only lived at the edge of these determinations in a form according to notion, whereby she gave preference to worldly pleasures and vices, however, in every one of her past lives as other personalities, which led in her last eight lives, without exception, to a violent end, which I will mention individually if I make up my mind to reveal these secrets to the group members. 62. In any case, the contents of her last eight lives always led to the fact that her life and her lifestyle were very negative and degenerate, thus, we had to use enforced non-violence for her present existence, in order to let her shape her life in a way that was positive in certain things. 63. Thus, her birth also took place at a place and in a family which were not originally determined by her but which we chose for her. 64. That you also played a certain role with her during childhood, this was also planned by us. 65. Through all of this, the events and developments so made their way, albeit with large hindrances, which led to that which had to bring success. 66. Nevertheless, this success was only short-lived, for as things stand today, this is well known you. 67. But now, to come to speak on her last life, I need to explain this, her destiny, which was created at that time in connection with the present life, was rather vile, by which she would have sunk into extremely negative depths again. 68. And if I now mention the facts of the last life of hers, then even the most ignorant earth person would understand what kind of life she would have had to expect as a present if someone wouldn't have been helpful to her. 69. In her last life, Elsa bore the surname Wendt. 70. A name which she acquired by marrying a master carpenter. 71. Master Carpenter Wendt and his wife, who was today's Elsa in her former personality, lived in Rostock after their marriage. There, her husband worked in his learned profession in his own workshop, meanwhile, his wife had to tend to the household. 72. She ran this household more poorly than rightly because her mind wasn't set on manual labor but on self-glory, bossiness, and pleasure of a prohibited form. 73. Moreover, all of her thoughts and efforts were focused on a degenerated craving for recognition. 74. Burdened from her current life which had been brought forward, she ingratiated herself with a large number of men and didn't exactly remain loyal to her husband. 75. This also led to the fact that she approached her husband's apprentice and maintained intimate relations with him. 76. But when this same one then met a young girl, he wanted to stay away from his master's wife, who began to blackmail him, however. 77. The young fellow found no other way out in his desperation than to poison the master carpenter's wife, his mistress, by what means she died a very painful death. 78. In order to divert the suspicion of the murder from himself, the apprentice falsely accused his master Wendt of the murder of his own wife, who was then sentenced to death by the wheel. 79. After that, the process against the innocent one lasted for 7 years, after which then, too late, an acquittal was made. 80. The confession of the master carpenter, which was forced by torture, took place in the year of the murder of his wife, in the year 1835. 81. The apprentice was never punished because he was able to conceal his murderous act throughout his life. Billy, so now, you've said it all. Quetzal, 82. You asked for it. Billy, recently, I think that maybe it would be good, in spite of everything, if one and another group member knew something about the past of his former lives, even though I have had rather bad experiences with such things. Your information can surely be verified, right? Quetzal, 83. That is correct. 84. If Elsa is interested in it, then it will be an ease for her to learn about the truth of my information. 85. The case of her former life in Rostock as the master carpenter's wife, Mrs. Wendt, is stored under the year 1835 in the archives there. Billy, I don't doubt that because I can still remember that time very well, when information was given to me about the manorent and the man Bertossi, also known as Zieten, which was then clarified and confirmed by Guido via an attorney. Thus, I need no further evidence for this than what you have provided by your explanations. Quetzal, 86. Then we have to lose no other words over this. Billy, right, I would also be interested in something else, namely how it now stands with the radio. Is it now possible that via this, you could give a speech to all group members? Quetzal, 87. We first have to clarify the technical possibilities because concerning this, there arise all kinds of unforeseen difficulties. 88. However, I will intensively strive with this in the next days and weeks, and in this case, you will also be needed repeatedly, in order to carry out the necessary attempts. Billy, I am always ready to serve. Quetzal, 89. That, I also must say. 90. But now, my friend, I still have to give you another message, which will not please you. 91. It concerns advice from the High Council. Billy, what, the cuckoo, is that unpleasant, then? Quetzal, 92. There is an important matter, which we ourselves have had to think about since time immemorial, but which has now been grasped by the High Council. 93. Since time immemorial, we have had some difficulties with regard to our neutrality towards all group members. 94. This in the sense that it has often been rather difficult for us to behave neutrally toward these Earth people. 95. Even we are only human, and even if everything was always just a one-sided affair, we feel just as humans do, so every single group member has grown into our feelings, which often made it rather difficult for us to make our decisions. 96. When defects arose in many of the group members, just because we were connected to our emotions, we often had great difficulties with regard to maintaining objective unity toward the fallible ones because we always wanted to be supportive of them. 97. So far, similar emotions, unfortunately, have only brought a few of the group members to us. Moreover, in some of them, there is even actually a strong feeling of coldness that permanently prevails against us, and also against the group members and other Earth people. 98. Elsa belongs to the group members of this kind, as well as Jacobus and some others. 99. Nevertheless, from our side, the same loving thoughts and feelings of sensitivity also prevailed toward these group members, which often gave us difficulties with our decisions, as I've already explained. 100. At the beginning of our contacts, things were different because we were too focused on pure logic and, thus, strongly neglected our feelings, but as a result of your teaching, we had to recognize that without these feelings, everything was different, incorrect, and too strict. 101. In accordance with your instruction, all of our people changed their relevant actions and conduct, and since that time, a lot has changed to our advantage. 102. But we have also had to recognize from these incidents that when a certain freedom of feelings is granted, many problems become larger, and from the resulting strong attachment to such freedoms of feelings, difficulties in terms of objectivity also appear, which are very often of a far-reaching nature and which can be inhibitive. 103. That is the main reason why we, against all reason and in spite of the frequent, very evil faults of the fallible group members, were always willing to resume the contacts and the mission, always with the hope that along with the false actions, insight would yet break through and that everything would take a turn for the better and, thus, take a large step towards the goal. 104. But now, concerning this, the High Council, with their advice, has turned to us, saying that we should withdraw ourselves, in order to hand our task over to other powers. 105. Should we actually decide for this, it would mean that we would already have to break off our contacts with you within a short time, after which those who were previously unknown to you would then provide you with the necessary information, but this would only be purely pertinent, without any personal touch, to arising problems with the group members. Etc. 106. The reason for this advice, which is why this advice was given, is because we did not come to mention the renewed false actions of Elsa to the High Council, which caused them to give the advice just mentioned. 107. Taking from their advice, I must tell you that we should have called Elsa to account, which would have meant for her that she would have already led her life to an end in the month of July 1982, in accordance with her lifetime opportunity, but this was prevented by our manipulations, as a result of her fulfilling her intended mission, to which she committed herself. 108. But now, the breach of her promise has persuaded the High Council to give its advice towards the removal of impulse assistance, the discontinuance of the contacts, and the abandonment of the life control of the fallible ones, who can be reincarnated, up to 7 consecutive lives among the people of the earth, with the full memory of this life and of their committed mistakes and deeds, where they will have no opportunity at all of arriving into knowing civilizations or of making their way up to a higher position in the nation in which they are born. 109. Through this, during several lives, they will become aware of the awfulness of their wrong and malicious acts that were committed in your present life. 110. Thus, the fallible lives will then be a full thoughtfulness, due to their knowledge that their people will be thousands of years ahead of them, without these ignorant ones being able to come under this knowledge so that they may bring it to use. 111. If we explain this enforced non-violence, then we do not act against the existing laws because the laws of creation themselves include such provisions, according to which these natural laws always begin to work whenever a human life form degenerates and threatens to destroy certain creational goals. 112. If the following lives are then lived according to natural laws, then in each case, there is a reintegration into the old form, by what means the normal condition prevails once again, so the memories of the past lives only appear as a notion. 113. If, after such events, a life form again breaks out into degeneracy, then there is no elimination of the spirit form, as you well know, but a further rectified series of rebirths. Billy: yes, I am informed of that. But I just think that not even this warning and fact enters into the skulls of those who would have to think carefully about this. Especially with Elsie, I see no hope, because if she wants to be cleverer than you, as you say, then she is probably a hopeless case. Quetzal: 114. That is correct, because that is to be feared. 115. Unfortunately, her stubborn and autocratic sense, that her rather quick and clever thinking and her extremely weak power of decision are truly able to grasp the full significance of the forthcoming proceedings, with regard to recognizing the truth, must be doubted, just as much as the fact that she will free herself from her dogmatic and recognition-seeking megalomania and from her materialism which is depressing her. Billy: yet one couldn't do anything in order to teach her something better. Nevertheless, it would only be fair. Quetzal: 116. We cannot and may not take this possibility into consideration, because a relevant change to the truth can be and must only be accomplished by her. 117. However, her dogmatic, megalomaniacal, and materialistically oriented thinking certainly don't allow for this. 118. Only a very tough calling to account can yet be helpful to her. 119. But just think of a person, even an earth person, of whom the truth falls away, and of whom it must fall away, if he stands megalomaniacal over those instructive powers, who own the true logic and who are more advanced by millions of years in knowledge, recognition, ability, and in wisdom and love, and in the fulfillment of the creative laws and commandments. 120. Compared to us, Elsa is only an ignorant, tiny little thing, still nearly a newborn and ignorant person, who must first learn speech and thought in a laborious manner, while we already lead our lives in pure logic. Billy: I cannot describe your words as insane, and even less as arrogant. On the contrary, I think that you still immensely understate things, and that you place your light and your people's light under the footstool. Quetzal: 121. It is very unfortunate that I must speak such words. Billy: of course, I understand you already, and I am damn tired of this. But to speak of this further, it never accomplishes anything. One could never lead stupidity and primitiveness to the truth with the truth. But tell me how it would be if you leave and if others come. Quetzal, 122.